to you by Penguin. The Love Song of Miss Queenie Hennessy by Rachel Joyce, read by Celia Imrie. The first letter. St. Bernardine's Hospice, Berwick-upon-Tweed, Monday, 11th of April. Dear Harold, this may come to you as some surprise. I know it is a long time since we last met, but recently I've been thinking a lot about the past. Last year I had an operation on a tumour, but the cancer has spread and there is nothing left to be done. I'm at peace and comfortable, but I would like to thank you for the friendship you showed me all those years ago. Please send my regards to your wife. I still think of David with fondness. With my best wishes, QH. The second letter. St. Bernardine's Hospice, Berwick-upon-Tweed, 13th of April. So here it is. Long ago, Harold, you said to me, "There are so many things we don't see." "What do you mean?" I asked. My heart gave a flip. "Things that are right in front of us," you said. We were in your car. You were driving, as you always did, and I was in the passenger seat. Night was falling. I remember that. So we must have been on our way back to the brewery. In the distance, street lamps sprinkled the blue velvet skirts of Dartmoor, and the moon was a faint chalk smudge. It was on the tip of my tongue to tell the truth. I couldn't bear it any longer. "Pull over," I almost shouted. "Listen to me. Harold Fry..." You pointed ahead with your driving glove. "You see? How many times have we come this way, and I've never noticed that?" I looked where you were indicating, and you laughed.
"Funny, Queenie, how we miss so much."
While I was on the edge of a full confession, you were admiring a roof extension. I unclipped my bag. I took out a handkerchief. "Do you have a cold?" said you. "Do you want a mint?" said I. Once again, the moment had passed. Once again, I had not told you. We drove on. This is my second letter to you, Harold, and this time it will be different. No lies. I will confess everything, because you were right that day. There were so many things you didn't see. There are so many things you still don't know. My secrets have been inside me for 20 years, and I must let them go before it is too late. I will tell you everything, and the rest will be silence. Outside I see the battlements of Berwick-upon-Tweed. A blue thread of the North Sea crosses the horizon. The tree at my window is pointed with pale new buds that glow in the dusk. Let us go then, you and I. We don't have long. All you have to do is wait. Your letter arrived this morning. We were in the day room for morning activities. Everyone was asleep. Sister Lucy, who is the youngest nun volunteering in the hospice, asked if anyone would like to help her with her new jigsaw. Nobody answered. "Scrabble?" she said. Nobody stirred. "How about mousetrap?" said Sister Lucy. "That's a lovely game." I was in a chair by the window. Outside, the winter evergreens flapped and shivered. One lone seagull balanced in the sky. "Hangman?" said Sister Lucy. "Anyone?" A patient nodded, and Sister Lucy fetched paper. By the time she'd got sorted, pens and a glass of water and so on, he was dozing again. Life is different for me at the hospice. The colours, the smells, the way a day passes. But I close my eyes and I pretend that the heat of the radiator is the sun on my hands and the smell of lunch is salt in the air. I hear the patient's cough, and it is only the wind in my garden by the sea. I can imagine all sorts of things, Harold, if I put my mind to it. Sister Catherine strode in with the morning delivery. "Post!" she sang, full volume. "Look what I have here!"
Oh, oh.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?